it almost feels like
I definitely had like nine nails at that point. I watched the video back. I was like, "Woo!"
Listen, it is what it is. Take it or leave it. Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Blacksterring. I'm Kunta.
And I'm Petta.
Hi, guys. How are you, Pets?
I'm good. It's a weird Sunday, but I feel...
It is a weird Sunday.
I feel good, actually.
Sunday is
despite
weird.
Life Sunday's being scary. Weird.
The weird things always drop in on a Sunday, for those of us who don't go to church.
Oof. Not you shaming the non-church.
I'm not shaming anybody! People feeling judged. Okay, I don't go to church on a Sunday either, so thank you. But shout out to everyone who does and doesn't. How were you?
I'm good. I don't know. Like, you know when weird things are happening to you, but you still feel like you're in a good mood?
Right? You're rising above, girl.
That's kind of where
girl.
I am.
You are in Bogota. I've been here.
I don't want to go to anything. Thank you so
rising
much.
Above, floating like an egg.
Yeah,
light,
I just feel, I don't know, like I feel like I've been feeling really good.
Right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
As of late, despite gack from life.
Despite
it's been
it
feeling
all.
Grand. How are you, though?
It's been a chaotic week. I just started a course and I'm just trying to balance my new schedule, like, so I'm really just often panicked. I'm often panic stricken in the middle of working for an advertising agency where pressure is just the language and
we need ideas now. We cracked the brief.
I'm exhausted
to commend you first of all, because as someone who's done it very briefly, studying and working is not a joke.
Listen, I've done it before and I just don't know. But you know, like, I want to learn something now.
Learning is amazing.
You know, learning is amazing and I miss it and I have time. Yeah. I just need to manage my time. Time management is a skill, hey? It should
definitely
be on your CV,
hey? It should be.
Because some of us struggle with that kind of thing. But anyways, overall.
We do what we can.
Yeah, we do what we can, you know. Love
but
that
I mean,
part.
All the best for your course. I hope it's
thank
like,
you so much. Yes.
Fruitful.
It will be. I'm actually looking forward to getting stuck in there.
What is it on? Do you want
to tell
actually
script writing.
Cool. Okay, you're going to write our new Netflix original.
Oh my God. Maybe HBO.
You never know.
I don't know if I want to write for Netflix. No.
No
offense. But you know, I've seen nice things on Netflix.
I'm not offended because I have no affiliations with Netflix as a company. So no offense taken.
On behalf of Netflix.
It's not like a award shows where I'm like, on behalf of Netflix, I would like to accept this award. They're currently not feeling well.
Except
giving too many Hallmark-esque
speaking of
movies.
Awards. Oh no, we're not. This is not what that episode is about. But
we're not
gonna
talk about the Grammys today.
Yeah.
But what we will talk about today is
a
Showmax original.
Ooh, Showmax
original. Showmax
original. Also, can I say Showmax is really doing the things for me. It almost feels like it is going like in the direction of an HBO type, but like, because there's a lot of
interesting
things on
that's
Netflix,
a big thing to say. See, now you said Netflix again.
Oh my
look
gosh.
At that, Bob's your uncle.
What's the truth?
Okay. I'm kidding. Do you know what? You are right about Showmax.
Yes, not Netflix. Yes. Not Netflix. What I mean to say is that Showmax is doing better for me than Netflix overall. Generally,
do you know
the
what?
Content quality.
That is very interesting conversation. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I do love talking about this. I mean, that's obviously why we have this. But you know what? Showmax is in such an interesting position because it has, obviously because it is now kind of collaborated with DSTV as a thing, and we know it that is. From our days at working for DSTV
also,
in some capacity.
It's still like, there are people who still have to, I don't have DSTV.
Yeah, but I mean, now you can have DSTV
yes.
now.
You can have DSTV
now. So you can have
now.
DSTV now. So
or
I have
you
DSTV
can really
now.
Just
shout
like,
out to my mom's subscription.
Yeah.
Hey,
listen,
now.
I don't think so, people today are taking
But having DSTV means that you get Showmax either for free or at a discount. But even over and above
that,
so
cheap.
DSTV, the relationship that they have with a lot of the big networks in the US, that kind of meshed into this collaboration where Showmax now houses a lot of
HBO,
HBO Max.
There's also
so if you think of like Love Life,
prime
you think of like
viewing as well
yeah, a lot of that
Showmax.
Prime time
oh,
viewing
man.
Ends up on Showmax.
Yeah, it really
so,
is cool. I
you
was
know,
watching,
in the realm of what's on One Magic and
yeah.
sometimes Mzansi and you know
but
sometimes on Mnet, that a lot of that inadvertently ends up on Showmax.
It will.
But now they
most
have
it,
Showmax.
Most
even
of
the
it.
Fact that they play a lot of soapies,
which is
the,
like perfect.
Like the soapies,
the
like the River, Gomorrah,
yeah.
stuff like that is really nice. That Showmax also has all of those
absolutely
for people to watch.
Yeah.
Even when they don't have
DSTV. And I guess
DSTV.
That's the edge. That's the edge they may have over Netflix is that. The original content is vast.
Yes.
You know, the archive
yes.
and the body is truly vast. And because DSTV's been in the game of
exactly.
creating telenovelas and the
and
rest.
The production.
But that's not why I think
okay.
I think it's because Netflix is trying. But it can never compare to what we have here, Mzansi and Mnet and DSTV. We can't really compare. My thing is that even the shows that they're I guess like picking or employing from these big networks are really good shows.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
There's shows that I think I would. There's also a thing around Discovery on Showmax that is not as good on Netflix. There are a lot of good things on Netflix, but discovering things on Netflix
is difficult. A lot of people have
said
this
is crazy, and that means you know eyes on the screen. I'm not there on a lot of new, really good, really, really like breakthrough content, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, and like it's such an interesting conversation even around content discovery and how we choose what we watch because so much of the time social conversations drive what you end up watching. So like even when you think of big Showmax originals, I always think of The Wife, I think of... and how well that did. I think of like even reality shows like Tully's Diary,
yeah,
like Joburg
Tully's
Diary. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Things like that. And now we have what we're talking about today.
This body works for me.
Listen, it was controversial. Released in November, like late last year.
Five.
And
is it five?
Very interesting. I mean, do you know what?
I think it's
for
it's,
me.
It's Wandi, Usamge, Gina, Uprima Donna, Uxoli, who is the bad bitch. So really, it's about these women, young women, who work in the porn or sex work. Yeah, who are sex workers? Literally, they're just sex workers, and they all kind of. Sex workers in different streams in the industry. Oli
yes.
is a very well-known kind of like she is
creator
you,
on OnlyFans
yes,
and
in the industry. If you watch porn, if you follow that stuff, you know she's a big deal. Also, she's got a huge booty. So, it's like, you
do you know what I find
uh-huh.
especially interesting about this body works for me? We've had so many like we're kind of in the age of reality TV right
mm-hmm,
now
mm-hmm.
You think of Housewives and even if you think of what's happening on Moja Love but it's really interesting to have an original show in this capacity that is not a localized version of something that already exists.
Absolutely.
So which I do Showmax really like that. Really well. So Showmax does it well, and I really do really like well.
Yeah.
That. It's its own thing. I've never seen anything like it, yeah. Which is always nice. Mm. And I like that we're showing different variations within sex work.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? You have so strippers, we have strippers. You have dancers, we and have also exotic dancers. I enjoy a lot about how the platforms have now helped, you know, a lot of sex workers actually, it's a platform. Like OnlyFans is like really giving people that opportunity to work and control it and control how their narrative and kind of work in a way that, because when we speak about sex work, I have no idea how, I mean, my assumptions would be if you're in that industry, you're working in the streets, in the clubs, you know, prostitution is a thing as well, or you're working under an agency.
Mm.
I don't think there is a lot of agency when it comes to, ironically enough, body work. There is not a lot of women who can actually control their craft, and these young women, pimps, yo, and like exactly, and the out owners there, of prostitutes out on the streets. It's like it's a game. It's a game of like the streets,
hey, and there's such a high really level subject of like violence.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like
in it,
it's crazy.
That
like
they touch on, like they don't go that into it in the show, they don't, but they do but touch on like how
a level of
it's not. Just exploitation. Only doing hookups can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
OnlyFans does kind of give people the freedom to control the environment.
Exactly, the environment that they are doing and their image in. And actually come up with the whole idea around who they are. Really have fun around
sex work.
Do you
know what I love? Do you know what I really enjoy?
You know?
I really enjoyed the kind of cross-cut discussion around content creation,
even when
talking about porn.
Absolutely. That's huge.
And
that's
I don't think that's like
most
really taken seriously because I was just like, you really do need a content plan.
Yeah, you do.
To make porn.
Absolutely.
Like, you can't keep doing the same thing.
Shooting.
And like, you know, they were like,
exactly.
How are we going to shoot
ideas,
this content? We need ideas. We need
you
different
need to
locations.
With your audiences.
Who are we gonna use as a different star?
Listen,
like,
listen, you
know, do you
know the
what
collaborations
I mean?
Between Wandy and Koli is also a
yes,
nice power couple
do you know
that
what
they
I mean?
Have going on there.
Yeah, because they like trended
yes,
on Twitter, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's super interesting, just conversations around content creation and like the idea of influence, but in that different capacity.
In that different capacity, and that just like and it's crazy. Also, I just wanna comment about like social media and algorithms. Like before watching the show, I had no idea that, you know, there are tons of algorithms out there. There's like with huge followings and audiences and conversations like awesome gay people that I haven't met trending on Twitter and on Instagram. On they actually are pretty huge in their circles.
In their circles, yeah.
And you're just like, I have never even met. It's just an interesting thing that digital media does today.
Yeah,
it's just
because you kind of gravitate
really
to
community building
you,
is a thing that is happening
yes,
so well over
but
digital.
But it's happening in
you know?
Such a really great specificity,
yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, hey?
Even if I think
really
of how...
You find your community.
Yeah, like I remember going to my cousin's birthday party and like a lot of us didn't know each other, and one of the icebreakers, quote-unquote, was like, what section of TikTok are you on?
TikTok
do you know what
is
I mean? Cause
just
that
the world. Hey? It is just the world.
Because even that is an algorithm. So I was like, okay, I'm on like Black Book Talk,
yes,
which is fun.
Yes,
I'm
yes,
on
yes,
like
yes.
music.
Yes, of
and
course.
Then there's like dabbles of food and dabbles of fashion. And that's like the content that I get. Yeah, but everyone had like super different answers.
Super.
Yeah,
out
so
there.
The way the algorithm works is really cool.
It really is really cool. So yeah, just that's interesting that they can really work. But also, we notice, we get to see that not all of them are making
it big. Mm. Yeah.
It's
not quite working for everybody.
It's not quite working for everybody. And I mean, I would imagine, you know, it's like, yeah.
That
it takes,
almost is how the world works.
Yeah, you know?
But yeah, like, how do you... Do you think, okay, so I was thinking about this a lot because the show is shot in Johannesburg.
It is.
But
is.
Now I'm kind of like, parts of Randburg. Yeah, but now I'm like, do you think the show would be different tonally if it was shot somewhere else?
Could be.
Yeah, because there's something that Joburg gives it, and I think, like, every time you watch something local, I've always enjoyed the familiarity of being. I was like, oh, that Rocco Mama.
Right?
They're having their little ketchup kiki. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I know what that is. You know what I mean?
Representation.
Yeah, I'm just like, come on, guys, make more local things. I don't know. But you know what? I also love that they give me the dose of reality messiness that people
that
really
addictive, that
to.
Took.
Because I just felt like, I was like, I've never seen anything like this. We are having this big fight around, like...
And it's quite... It's
people, you getting me fired because you took a video of me, you know, dancing at another club. And now they've, like, fired me and
so
Gina.
There's so much going on
this
body, guys. There's so much going on.
There's so many different things.
And I just also want to go through each of the girls and just... Because I guess that's... They're their own characters, like, to the T. Like, prima donna is... She starts off as the, she feels to me like some sort of underdog. She's positioned because there is positioning.
Do you think that their position is underdog?
Towards the end, she comes out. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if we're getting
like,
there, but
I
right
don't
now she's the
underdog
villain.
Energy.
She's the villain. Right
I get
now.
Like she's the villain.
She's
of
the
show
villain
energy.
Today as we speak. She well where you are. Yeah. She is because what's happening is that they work at a club and I guess there's also, you have your work under a club and an agency.
Yes.
Like there's systems,
and they're like
you
rules
know?
Around
yes, of engagement.
Where you can dance.
Yes, where you can dance.
Yes.
And
so you
and
can't,
and I
you
imagine
can't
social,
work for one club
yes.
and then dance at another club. Like
and I imagine
not.
Social media has a lot to do with that because that's how you post, that's your marketing. So
yes.
in your tagging, it's a whole thing today, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it was, is it Gina and the other girl? What's
Gina
her name?
Nelly.
Costa and Nelly.
Yes. Unelly, yeah.
So they all work at the one club. And I think...
They keep bleeping and blooping out the name of the club.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And I think Prima Donna... There's something around Prima Donna recording them at a different club.
Yes.
And then getting them fired at the club that at their home club.
But it was definitely giving malicious intent because she's very much like
she is.
Yeah, I only didn't post her because she told me not to, but I definitely posted the other girl. So, and they were all like, "Do you not feel bad that people got fired
got
because
fired?
Of you?" And she was like, "No, don't leave me. I'm a bit like."
Yeah. Also, she's such a
her twang is very.
It's an interesting twang. It's very ATL. I have a feeling that she watches a lot of that kind of thing.
But
you know, like.
I was like
what is
also for me
accent?
The subtitles are so interesting because like first of all I'm definitely gonna put like the adult E on this episode but like
you
every time
to.
Somebody says like pussy or whatever it writes vagina on the screen.
Oh really?
Like every different version of a vagina they'll just write vagina.
Oh I see.
Even when they're like ikuku or like whatever.
Okay.
So I'm like
okay, interesting.
This is very interesting like the things that they choose or they'll write like bad bitch even if the person did not say bad bitch.
I get it.
Like,
I get about
okay
so
subtitles.
I wasn't watching it with the subtitles. All I right. guess it is a different experience watching.
Yeah.
Because
I always see like what the the translation is. Yeah.
Translation say. Also, it's an interesting thing watching something like that because they're or it's interesting to see just how diverse Joburg or this Highveld area is because there's some girls from Pretoria and you know, for me, Pretoria and Joburg are the same. Are just siblings. They're the same thing for me.
They are
on,
so different in so many ways.
They are so different, but they're so similar in so many ways as well.
I would say they're siblings.
Yes, but you know, but they're different. They're not identical.
Look, man, as somebody who grew up in Pretoria,
Pretoria is its own.
It's its own
place.
It really is.
And
oh
the
my goodness!
Is
like my cousin was literally
listen.
That 3 degrees in the summer makes a difference.
Listen,
it is so
I need
warm.
It.
My cousin was telling me yesterday that she went to Kevin Hart. Right? She went to
see
Kevin
Hart. Yes, Gunja, he was here hosting
he was doing a show, but in Pretoria.
He? Oh, okay.
At Times Square Arena there by Mendon.
Of course, yes.
And she said it was very strict, like no phones allowed. Like they're literally locking your phone in a box on entrance. It was this whole
man.
Thing. But one of the comedians was like, "What's up, Johannesburg?" And everyone was like,
"This is not what you
were in Pretoria."
Oh no!
So she said the crowd was definitely like, "Yeah, we're not gonna what to that because
I have a feeling."
And the guy's kind of like, "What's happening?" And everyone was like, "We're in Pretoria." Then he's like, "Oh my bad, my bad. Like, what's up, Pretoria?" Then everyone was like, "Woo!" So it's, people are definitely very specific about, like,
you have
Pretoria
to
is not Joburg, Joburg is not Pretoria.
Absolutely, it's
Midrand is where people have cab masters and no furniture. I'm kidding. Midrand is its own thing.
Midrand is its own thing.
Midrand, hey. Even Midrand is its own thing.
I feel like it is a transition. It's like
it the really airport. Is the middle.
It's like the middle, the center between what is there in Pretoria and what is there in Joburg. It's like just this. And it's just such an interesting
mix. They haven't given it
mix.
Its own, like, identity, I don't think. Midrand. Midrand.
It feels like that's it. Because it's got definitely some kind
like
of identity,
it,
Midrand.
I mean, the trolling of the identity of Midrand is like, okay, people don't have furniture. It's like a halfway house between the cities.
It really is. But there's a lot of... The Midrand reminds me, like, some parts. But then that would also then be Pretoria. Of like Benoni and the East Rand, maybe that's more Pretoria, or the West Rand. You know, there's just like weird, not weird, please. No, not weird. You're not. But come on, Midrand is weird, and you can really quote me on that one. And that's just the beauty of it.
But like you know how certain areas.
That's the beauty of it.
But like you know how with certain areas you're only there because
of something.
Of something. Like you'll never just go to
Midrand.
No, I mean like obviously people live there.
Nobody lives here. Just like I'm always like this is the ghetto.
There are people
this
that love
there.
This
is the ghetto, girl.
Okay.
Y'all need to move.
People live there.
Anyways.
But then I'll go to Pretoria and be like, oh, this is so much better. Or I'll be in Joburg and be like, this is so much better.
Right?
Yeah.
Or I'll be in Pretoria and be like, oof, I needed this.
I love Pretoria.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get
But
it.
My thing is that there's just so... The diversity of black people, bruh, in Joburg. Like, these girls, Gina is from... She sounds like she's from Krugersdorp, like, but she's got a Tswana thing going on. Mm. Tswana Biddy thing. Love Gina as well as her
Gina's
confidence
cool.
and the rest, but she comes out to be a weirdo at the end. And then there's Prima Donna's accent, which is a she speaks like her actual like language is a Pretoria Biddy, like a Shoshanguve type of Nguni Bedi thing that is like it's amazing. It is an amazing language. But then her speaking
her accent
when
is
she,
nuts. It's nuts. I can't. I just half the time I
it's
can't
like
keep
a
straight
it's a twang.
Face.
It's a hectic
it's such
twang.
A hectic,
it's like the most egregious.
Like it's such
twang.
A hectic American.
Yo. And you know, you'll find that there are people
but it's also
who speak,
like thick.
It's
There are people. I mean, Nasty's is an example. Sorry. He is, though.
He is.
He insists.
You guys
he
ran
insists.
Into him in the States and he was, like, nice and at home in the Americas.
But he was still there in America. He's like, how y'all do it? We're like, that's a guy. Are you joking? What
no,
are you
he's
doing?
No, he's perfected. He's perfected that, like.
I wouldn't say perfected is a strong word.
He is perfected.
But for me, he is the most audacious. To go to America with that American accent and
right, he has got
the
like
audacity.
The confidence
like,
of it all.
We
hey.
Were like, wow.
I wonder if like in the States though it comes off that.
I have no idea.
I would
I have
know.
No idea. Because us on the other side, they'd be like, y'all ain't from around these parts.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, we're not.
But
they
we're
kept
not,
saying.
We're not
so like
twanging
they kept saying
either.
Like they kept saying, oh, y'all speak the Queen's English.
Yes, that's what a lot of people say about our
so,
accent.
And I mean, they
we
did,
were,
the
we,
queen
we
did
are
colonize
British,
us.
Yeah, literally,
so.
What can you expect from us?
Yeah, very proper. Anyway, but yeah, like, yeah, her accent is nuts.
Yes, it's nuts.
I can't. And then we have Wandi.
Oh, Wandi is my fave!
What an interesting character.
What an interesting
Do you know what?
Beautiful.
I like that we get to see her home
Ooh,
front.
Right?
And
her little sister. My God.
Woo!
My God.
Her little sister is
my
very
god, yo.
Wow.
And I just I don't.
I
wanna...
like how they showed the mom also.
Yeah.
I like that they showed that the mom knows and is not like disowning her. She's not,
absolutely, because like, the little sister falls pregnant. And she, yeah, she does.
And she was very, and she and is so I defensive like how the mom the was thing. Very much like, please make sure you get tested. Mm, like, let's be safe. Mm, you know, like, I don't necessarily love what you're doing, but
yeah. Because you can't, because she's quite a, she's rebellious and she doesn't care. You can't actually control that girl. You can't control Wendy's little sister.
Oh, yeah, no.
Right now, she's living at her boyfriend's place, as pregnant as she is. She's not even coming back home. She is, I think she's in high school.
Yeah, she said she was like 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so what, like grade 11 matric at best.
And now she's living with the boyfriend. She's pregnant. There's a scene where Wandi, because now she's like not coming home now. There's days where, what's her name? I said, don't fool you, I'm not sure. Where she's just not spending, she's just not coming back home, you know? So because Uya's Laula, she's just so rebellious. Wandi has to find her and have an appointment with her, and her boyfriend is there for baby daddy. And it's just like, yeah, when you get there, it's just like she just does not, she's not giving you any answers as to
because
what
even the way she's doing, her,
what it, you know,
even the way she said she was pregnant, she was very like, much yeah, like,
yeah, it's what it is.
Okay, like, and I mean, haven't you guessed that? Like,
oh my god,
haven't you guessed what I'm they saying? Have to if I'm saying he broke my virginity, like, duh,
I'm pregnant.
Woo!
It is so rough. It is so rough. She's just ooh, like.
Oh, and the guilt Wendy had because she's like, is it me?
Is it me? Because she also doesn't. Exactly.
But then she was also like, I have never been pregnant. Yeah. Why? Why?
I mean, it definitely is a product of home in some way or other.
But then she did bring up that she's like trapping her boyfriend. I was like, she's not going to take that well.
What?
No, when she told her, Wendy's like, and I know that you feel like you've trapped him by being pregnant, but like, this is a lot. Mm. You're doing a lot. You are doing a lot.
So the girl, she says that. The little sister, she says she's trapping this boy.
She doesn't say it. Wendy is like, I don't know if you're doing this to trap him.
Oh, yeah, because she could be. She's a
and
crazy
then she
one,
she naturally
that one.
Doesn't take that very well.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's just rough. And also, oof, like, hectic because you can tell that they depend on Wendy. And, like, the mom isn't... Sorry, the mom isn't really working. And the gran also isn't working. Yeah. And even just the responsibilities of like, okay, you must be going to fetch reports.
Exactly,
and stuff like
you must
that.
Really be deputy parent. Which is really true in a lot of black households.
Yeah, like you end up being the deputy parent.
You work,
and like
you work.
There's such
households.
A huge adultification.
Yes, of, huge.
Oh, especially all those girl children.
Ooh.
Oy, oy.
But just like firstborns.
Yeah, firstborns and like all these girl children. You just
and
have to.
Like, you just have to.
The things you have to do.
You know, you literally are their assistants and you know. Yeah. And a lot of
and
things.
And I mean, like,
one,
you
one
get
thing
what.
I noticed, with that conversation with Wendy and her gran, where she was literally like instructing her, not even.
No,
her
it was
like
your mom lives
her.
Further.
Yes, like,
so
you, this is what you're going to do.
You're going to get the report.
And that's also another thing in black households and kids and that dynamic between our parents is that they don't really consent. They don't find out how it is. You know, they don't ask for our permissions. Like, they literally own. They literally will speak to you like, you know, you are their thing.
You are an
and then they'll use, exactly.
Yeah.
Then they'll manipulate you into feeling that hectic guilt of like,
yeah, of like, oh, so you don't want to help your little Mazo. Brother,
you know,
you don't want to, do you know what I mean? And it's so interesting now because getting into like your late 20s, early 30s, now our parents want to have different relationships with us, and it's very hard to separate
from the bullying
them
that
who
we have
said
experienced.
Like, I'm not one of your little friends, to also now
like,
you want to be friends.
To,
nah, you want
to
yeah,
to,
like,
to,
it's very...
To hey. Getting punished for even, like, looking at a boy
to
now...
Like, who are you dating now? Like, who are we interested in? And
sorry, ma'am.
Yeah, like, it's just very...
Sorry, sergeant, what
did
you ask me?
It's very different because, like, we don't have... And I mean, like, they're only doing what they knew and what they grew up with from their parents.
But it's not enough. Well, I think we must,
yeah,
it must
like,
be
we're just
that,
learning
like,
how to...
Oh, a lot of it has not been enough, hey?
Teach children differently and, like, discipline children differently.
And speak to children
and, like,
engage
speak to children,
children
as
human
tiny
beings.
Humans.
Yeah, exactly.
And not just as, like,
as
do as
tools,
I say, not as
tools.
I do.
Tools is what we are, hey? To our parents sometimes. Ugh. But it's going to get better. Samge.
Yes.
Woo! Samge. I did say in another episode that I enjoy her because she is just so self-aware. So, like, she knows, she is very much aware of her things, her traumas, and, like, her choices, in the choices that she makes and how they might affect her. She's just very much aware, although she doesn't necessarily, she doesn't make choices are right to Usamge. She doesn't, but she's aware that she's not making the right choices, which kudos, a lot of people don't.
Okay, fair.
But then the choices. Yo. Usamge. First of all, the biggest one for me is her wanting to just, like, you know, just, like, release custody of her kids. She just wants to give her kids away, basically, because she's like, I don't
she's
want them getting...
Focus
yeah, she is.
And
she's trying to focus
career.
On her career, which she says that it's not the kind of... Because she grew up around her mother being this way and just letting men in and out of the home, and there was a lot of trauma there, you know. And she's like, well, I'm also doing a similar kind of thing, and I don't want to expose my kids to that, which, fair, someday, but, huge,
however.
But. However, these are your children, and what now, you know? Like, she literally wants to give her, and, yeah, and it's a whole thing that she goes to... You know, she's really consulting legally. She really is considering this. But, yeah, you know, there's just a lot going on with Samge. And, you know, there's the one time as well where she, she's also very horny and just very sexually, like, ready. And I guess this is why she's in the industry as well. It's easy. Where she hooks up. So Konama hook up, and there's all sorts of ways, all sorts of, ways to get off, I guess. She hooks up and she tells the girls Uguti she hooked up with this guy, and it was just she charged him 500 rand, and they're like, Samge, for a whole hook up, for a whole sexual experience from beginning to end, you charged somebody 500 rand. And I mean, I wouldn't even know how to rate that, but even that to me sounds,
it does seem
hicked.
Low. Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what the, how they rate, you know?
Which is also interesting.
What is
like,
the
what
measure?
Is the rating system? So, I was reading an article and Wandi was talking, like, they asked her about it. And she was saying, like, you do have a rate in mind. But then she was saying that sometimes there are people who are willing to pay more.
Oh,
so
yes.
She often goes in asking, like, okay, what's your budget?
Oh, okay.
So she doesn't
that's
undercut
my that's
and,
my
like,
girl. Business
downplay herself.
Savvy. I was like, okay. Okay.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. To just rather ask before. And, like, you think of it even the same way as with work, when they're like, how much money do you want? Versus, like, how much... Like, what is the scope for this job? Like,
exactly. How much is available for this
what
role?
What is the range
yeah,
for
what
this
is the
role?
Range?
Do you know what
yeah,
I mean? So
the,
that you don't end up playing yourself.
The market.
Because a lot of the time, a lot of people are, especially black women, just underpaid.
Underpaid.
And you'll keep being underpaid at every turn because keep getting boxed in, and they'll keep increasing your salary based off your previous salary that was also underpaid.
Exactly.
So a lot of the time asking what is your range for this role, like what is the budget for this role, will help you get the money you deserve versus the money they think you deserve.
Yeah, or they want to.
Yeah, because I mean companies will always want to
pay save less if they can. Yeah. Do you know? Absolutely. Like if they can pay 10k less but still give you a 5k improvement, they will do that.
They will do that.
So it's a really, like it's a good way to not play yourself. And be
it
like,
definitely
actually,
is a good way to play yourself.
This is my cap, but what is your budget also?
Or this is what I would rather be like. Because a lot of the times you're not going to hear the truth from employers, or I don't know how it happens in the industry. If you ask somebody for their budget, people are going to always, you know, take 10 grand off that budget. And, you know, like they're always going to charge you or rate you lower, you know.
Yeah.
So I would want to do my research or find out how much is the going range for this specific job.
Then
add 20k, nigga. Because that's what you need to pay
me. I mean, monthly or like
annually? At a time.
I'm joking.
At a time. Whether it's monthly, annually. Listen.
Hey, hey now.
Add more money. I need it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know? I mean, like, definitely always have a number in mind.
Yeah, always have a. And also, it should always cover.
Dega. Do not hesitate.
Please.
Say it with your chest.
Black girls. Yeah,
say it with your chest.
This is important lesson,
Say it with
guys.
Your chest.
Say it with your chest.
Even
and
if you're saying, yeah, I want 50k a month.
Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest.
Whether it's 15 or 5 or 50,
what's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen? They either have it or they don't.
Yes.
If they have it, girl, you have 50k in the account.
But 100% always your research on how much
you are getting. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Think about benefits.
Also, cover your costs as well. Whatever your budgets are, whatever it is that you need to get by for however long, cover those costs.
And don't forget to ask for a dummy pay slip.
Listen.
Not us giving career advice.
Anyway, listen, because...
we need this.
This is really important.
Okay, and
so
I really like how
Wandy
they
does
are...
Is really,
yeah.
is
so
really
what Wandy does is like really cool. So I like that. Koli, also.
Koli, hey...
Interesting. What did they say? Like number one, the biggest fans in Africa,
listen,
or whatever. Like
she
that's a
is an icon. Clearly,
she said with such sarcasm. Hey, but you know what?
That's an icon.
No, like I enjoy her. Like I enjoy her energy. I enjoy how seriously she takes it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's her. It's
she's
her
focused.
Bag. It's her bag.
And
it's
I like
money,
that her bag is her brand, and she knows
exactly.
That.
And she doesn't. She's very calculating.
Yes.
Hopefully she is.
Yes.
You know, which also.
Yes. Whether she's collaborating with it's
yeah,
just
it's always
focus.
Just a focus.
Even how she was like, "You want to do this? I have to consult with my team."
Yes, because I'm a working
my
girl,
team
okay.
is still upset at you, so we're gonna have to see
listen,
about that.
Like
she's very
boss. She's very much a boss.
Yeah.
A boss.
Yeah.
And I think, number one, I think them doing this reality show, because I think she may have been approached as somebody who's prominent in the space. And I think it's for her as well, the whole thing, a business thing. It's about work. Which comes out in the, which is always the difficulty with reality. It's like, you guys are
you
working,
can tell it's scripted,
but it's your life. Yes,
but it's
you know,
your life.
And producers will always want to get to that ugly,
the messy part of
that,
it.
That's all.
Because, you know, like
the
all the fights help the ratings.
Yes, absolutely.
All that stuff
this is why we're addicted.
We'll show
you.
But
you
then it's
I mean?
Also interesting because they'd be like, oh, we need to get inspired. And they'd go to the strip club.
Yes.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I feel like she's very business-minded, but I feel like she's very withdrawn and closed off in the dynamic. And that comes out
she
with the other girls.
Doesn't,
it's like, she's not. She's always calculating, and she's assumed a role, or however, like she's assumed a leadership role or whatever it is. The girl who comes through with the events and who. You know, I don't know, there's an air of, okay, she's our prefect, you know? And it comes out, like, they're not all, like, you know, there's a lot of, competition. There's a lot of, like, between women also. Like, and I think also that's why reality shows do well, because the pitting of
women
against
each other.
It is a trope that has been exploited, but it is also a reality.
A truth. in the reality.
Yeah, it is.
Cha, I can say the same thing with like selling Sunset, which...
Ooh, listen to me!
I'm so obsessed. I'm so mad. I finished all 5 seasons.
Why are you mad?
What am I going to watch now? What am I going to watch this
finished all five.
Do you know
seasons?
How nice it is to find a good show that just has seasons and seasons? Yo, I've literally passed for like the last month. I'm like, oh, let me see beautiful houses in LA or whatever. The clothes. Oh, listen, the beautiful houses. Listen, yeah, no, I love Selling Sunset.
Literally, listen.
Yeah. Now I'm like, I guess I'll watch Selling the OC. I guess. Okay.
It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like the same, like the those two, Jason and Britt, like the Oppenheimer brothers. Yeah, so it's just them expanding their office to.
Yeah. So it's mostly houses, right? Is there a storyline? Like is there characterization?
It's basically like a show about real estate.
Yes.
So I started with Selling Tampa because I was like, black people. And then I was like, okay. And then a friend was like, no, watch Selling Sunset. So I watched Selling Sunset. It's basically about real estate. Mm-hmm. So Britt and Jason own this brokerage called the Oppenheim whatever group. Mm. And then they have all these real estate agents who sell houses. But of course, they only hire like beautiful women
of course.
To work there. So they're like maybe 6, 7, 8 women who work there. And then you get to follow their lives, but also see them at the job, like selling these houses. And it's actually interesting because you learn a lot about selling and buying of houses and real estate. Absolutely. And they're also good at like putting the lingo. On the screen, which is quite nice. So they'll be like, this is what this abbreviation means, for instance. Like, okay, how do you negotiate for
escrow,
a house?
I think is
we're in escrow.
Escrow.
That's
oh
what this
God.
Means. Do you know what I mean? So you learn a lot and you're like, okay, don't just take the first offer. You negotiate.
Yes,
and
these are important lessons we need to learn.
The overpricing of a certain house. You see...
And how things...
So,
how houses
so there's
evaluated.
Like one... Yeah. So they even test... Like even them as the owners of the brokerage will test... Will always test the agents and be like, how much do you think we should put this house out for on the market?
Yes, absolutely.
So then you'll see, this is 2 million... This is what we're getting. We're getting an infinity pool. We're getting it's in this area. It's on
ways
like,
to kind of
we're in 90210. We're
value.
This, that, and the third. Yeah. And you know, there are celebrities. It's like, okay, we're going to help Tay Diggs find like his new place in LA and we're selling French Montana's house. So, there are famous people.
Please,
but you get to see like them and their lives. And you know, we meet their partners and their boyfriends. We see them get married.
So we get into
their lives.
Now.
And then you see the drama, the ones that used to be friends, the ones that are now fighting, the villains, Christina's the villain. Yeah, so like you really see the whole thing over and above, like these beautiful, genuinely like, oh my goodness, gorgeous, gorgeous homes. I found it so fun to watch, like the amount of home inspiration I got and also just learning that okay, like even staging, like I never gave staging that much thought, but they talk a lot because Amanda is like a stager and like a designer,
so staging is staging
come
for people
in,
to
you,
come
you stage,
in
so you basically
yes,
stage a house and
nice.
Then because you make it presentable enough for someone to come in and be like, I want to live here.
And
but
you
then
know, there's
you
so
see
much that goes into
the
that.
The technicality
not, yeah,
of that.
Yeah, because it's not just about how beautiful it looks. It's creating a home.
Yes, you have to create
so
an
you
atmosphere.
Have to, yes, you
do
can't
you know what
create
I mean?
Something perfect.
Because
an
there
atmosphere.
Were also like, it can't be... Oof. So now what I learned from
some
this is that
are lovely,
it can't
actually,
be overly stylized.
Yes.
Because then you're not making it approachable to that
yes,
many people to
exactly,
want to live
exactly, to
there.
Want to live here.
Yeah, so I would say like my apartment, for instance, is very stylized.
Do
you know what I mean? Like
do you
I have
feel
a
like
pink
yours,
couch. I don't.
Yes,
like
yeah,
it's not,
I think yours is,
it's not
but it's
neutral
still very
enough.
Homey.
Yeah.
If
so
someone came
they would
in
play
here,
around with the idea of neutrality of like, this is very cool, very modern,
but
still very cozy
it down
and homey.
A little
we're
bit,
Yes. Yeah. So very,
but it
super
also then depends because if you come in and I, like some people, a lot of people are actually drawn to opulence and beauty. I'm drawn to really be, I love the minimalism, but like if it's beautiful, like, you know, I'm also drawn to that, but you can still make that a whole.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? I can still
make
something
But some people are better than
stunning.
That than others.
Yes.
So there was this
so
other
they just
house.
Want something.
This man, Adnan, scary, like European dude, scary dude, wanted them to sell. He called it a compound, not a mansion.
Ooh.
He was like, it's a
of
compound.
Course.
So
was
many
it a
houses
compound?
They had. Yeah. Like even a guest room, whatever. And he was like, this thing is like $80 million. And Jason, who owns the brokerage, was like, no, that's at least 40, 45. We shouldn't take on this house.
Yeah.
And the agent, Davina, is like, no, we already said
now.
Yes, we have a good relationship.
Tonight.
No, we have such a good relationship. And he was like, you're not going to sell that house.
it is way too overpriced. Yeah. That is not the value of the house. And they keep going back and forth, and she's trying to convince him, and it's like this whole tug of war. But you're like, okay,
because the overpricing happens, hey? Because Santon.
Yes, because he was just like, a lot of overpricing around you can't overprice. And he was like, they know us. We have a reputation as a brokerage of giving brokering people beautiful, fair houses.
Fairly priced.
We don't
want to
overshoot
fairly.
The price for this thing.
Because that's like, how you build relationships, yes, because he was
like, oh, and you see how they use their networks. So it's like, even if you are an agent and you're like, oh, I have this beautiful home, I don't know if I can find a buyer. Then I'd be like, no, I think I have a friend who's
yes, that's what happens.
You know what I mean?
And then these are these circles that you move around. That you're just like, this is how you get the right home.
They'll even show you the commission. Ooh. They'll be like, okay, the house is worth 2.5 million. They're getting 200,000 commission.
So and you know, with relationship building, you can get a nice fat ass tip if they really love you.
You can.
It's an interesting thing about selling a house. It's like sales
and people who want it empty. You see people who want beautiful homes, but they want a beautiful home for a family.
Yes.
So they're not necessarily going to want. Yeah. Exactly. So it's like knowing your clients. It's very, very interesting.
Absolutely.
It's very interesting. Okay, but we digress. If you don't know it, that is my content for
maybe we should.
Literally all I've been watching. Yeah. But yeah, basically we're saying to say, wow, this body works for me. I will say, you know what? I really enjoy just the conversations that they've brought up around just sex work. Because, you know, we're always in and out of decriminalizing sex work in this country. I like the idea of like having a different viewpoint of bodies.
Right,
because
this is why I was like, let's do the show, because
it really
is a study around Black women and young Black women and how Black women are creating themselves. They're creating themselves in their early 20s.
Even the one that's a masseuse now.
Oh my gosh, the one who takes them to the Eastern Cape.
Yes, what is her name?
Bubbly.
Yes,
shout
Bubbly.
Out to Bubbly, guys. She is a crazy one.
So her,
my goodness.
And how she was like, no, I used to be a porn star, but I realized people don't need entertainment. They need to relax. So I'm into massages now. I was like, okay.
And she's an interesting thing because...
Giving
because
people facials? okay, now.
Facials.
That's what they call it. It's a facial.
Which,
it sounds scary. Like, I don't
it
know.
It does. I wonder what it comes with. But
I mean, she did explain something.
Like,
she's putting toner on there. And
toner?
Like, she's steaming it. And
interesting.
Putting creams.
Like a yoni bath type of thing.
But I'm like, I don't know about vajayshals. And a lot of people do them. It's like a
they
huge
do.
Market.
A lot of people but, do mess around with their vaginas, guys.
I don't know. Because at some point, they were also talking about bleaching. They were also asking,
yes, there is that.
And
that's circle of people.
I will not bleach. It's so sensitive. Why? Like, why would you? I don't know. So basically, there's so many conversations around. Like,
listen, I
want to
talk about Bubbly
and, just...
and her thing and how she positioned herself. Because there's a how do I put it? It's sex. So there's a lot of like moral codes that we have around sex, and they're shown in the show. You know, like she's one who is like who positions herself as. Oh, I'm a masseuse. I don't do that. You know.
Yeah.
There is an underlying, and I was like, you know, that's an interesting.
I'm better than you.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I don't go there.
Yeah.
Whereas sex work is it's an interesting
and
way
there's
to
such
kind
a
of
wide range because there was the other girl, the one that came from like the one from PE, with the braids. What is her name? Because she was talking about how like. Yeah. I don't show my body like that either. Because she was like, you guys are naked on the internet.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I, like, that's not what I'm doing. Like, there's just the politics even around that.
And I think it's got a lot to do with women feeling, women policing themselves and then having internalized that. Like, we've internalized that amongst ourselves,
but
in
like,
our circles, our moms telling us, you know, this was
like,
wrong. It can't be easy for young Black women to be in this industry, even with their own ideas.
Yeah. Like, and to be, even just as a woman, the idea of being sexual as a woman.
Exactly that.
Is very, the idea of being a hoe.
You know, it's right there. Like,
South Africa, we are so conservative.
God. And it'll be women. Gosh. It'll be women to police one another, to be like, hey, you know, we don't do that. We don't have, you know, we don't, you know, like, there's a difference between stripping and a lap dance, because a lap dance is, you know, very close to then go, you know, it's just...
Yeah, and I do hate that we end up police. You're right. We do end up policing each other as women.
I think in a way that's like generally like, you know,
sad.
Yeah,
like even how we'll police each other on hair, yeah, and like respectability, exactly. Politics. Respectability. Oh my goodness,
you know.
Yeah, and you definitely see it in the show.
Just having to really, I think there is that like extra huge burden pressure on black women to be pretty, to be you know, to be right, to be chaste, to be, and I just enjoy a show like this that has women even in that energy of self-respect in this industry, like regarding, yeah, themselves as like, you know, having respect for themselves but still owning themselves and their agency and using their power. Sex is a power. If you have sex appeal and you can exercise and use it and express it, that's a power.
It is.
And if you can monetize off of that, girl, get your money. And I love just that, you know, in and amongst then the issues, you know, that everyone has, you know, it's just, yeah.
But it does feel empowering to watch, and I really like it. And yeah, I'm very interested to see what they do next. Yeah,
definitely. I'd love a season 2, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Shall we rate it?
Let's rate it. Okay, let us rate This Body Works For Me.
Ooh, looking for, as usual.
Okay, so does This Body Works For Me pander to at least any stereotype?
I guess the stereotype about, but then it's the conversation around reality and stereotyping, because there's a trope around black women and being like sirens and very sexualized and like, in reality shows. So that is a, yes. Yeah. So they're very much playing with that, the reality of that idea in This Body Works For Me. You know, they are literally Jezebels, you know, so.
Even in such interesting spaces, because I thought the conversations even around their boyfriends, I forgot whose boyfriend it was, who was like, I don't really want you to do this. You know, this isn't really like a moral quarter. Yeah, oh, or basically yes, like the boyfriend was yes, just like, I yes, need you to leave absolutely, your work absolutely. And whatever.
And there's always that kind of pressure with, you know, niggas just wanting to tell their partners just how to act.
Yeah.
You know, just how to be the girlfriend. Just the perfect girlfriend.
Saying, are you gonna give me the loss with the money that I'm gonna get? Listen.
And that like
are you gonna do that?
I loved how she was just Wendy, you know, yeah. She was just like, no, this is my job. Like, you know, and you can't tell me what you found me in this, you know, doing this, and now you want to so definitely giving them a. For that, I think it does play into stereotypes, but we unpack it, man. So I'm just gonna, we unpack that. We unpack that in it, you know?
I think we do too. I mean, are they allowed to show the full range of emotion?
Who? Do they show a full range of emotion?
I don't know.
There's a lot of calculation.
Mm.
It's but there's a lot of emotion at the same time between Gina and Prima Donna. There's the and Nelly. That whole situation was very. And then Gina and Nelly then having their they also get to have the beef that's just, it goes very far and very dark. So I guess there is a range of emotions, you know. Good emotions. Yeah, it's very complicated. It's very complicated. Yeah,
it's not like a clear cut yes or no. Yeah. Okay, I mean, is there a strong relationship between women that isn't fueled by romance? Would say yes.
Yeah, there isn't. Definitely. It's not about romance.
It's about the hustle.
Yeah, it's about the hustle. No it's romance. It's not about romance. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
And are they
I'm going to skip past where the Africans and are they exhausted because this is an African show.
Exactly.
So really they are everywhere. Right here,
and
yeah, but what about the visual diet? Do you think around? Yeah, I think there's a very good visual diet.
Absolutely, and thank God that it's homegrown because
yes, you can see.
We win.
You can see.
We win. can we see win South over African the, you women. Know, the nyesh, bruh.
And all the, you know,
and
you know,
just the, and just the beauty.
Just
like
the curves and the women, different shapes black women and body know types. All being seen as glorious. Oh,
glorious. You know, which just is really nice. Ooh, black women are beautiful. And yeah, you know, when they're in the diary sessions and they clean up, love how they just all kind of come out and they express
That's actually
love it.
I actually really love the diary sessions are almost my favorite
diary
part
sessions,
of
hey,
TV
right?
Show. I'm always just like
here you we go. You know what? And it's always shady.
He's like, oh, it's fine. And then they'll turn around to the camera and they'll be like, how could she be there with one bottle of each gin? This is not a good party.
It's like a therapy session. I know. To just be honest.
Okay, as for the queers.
Oh, you know, something interesting about Wandi again. I may be projecting. But she and Gina towards the end. I mean, I wouldn't say, like, queering is not necessarily it's a one size fits all label, if I have to say that about queering. It's not specific to it isn't owned by any one identity. It's a sort of a identity that encapsulates a lot of identities. So I feel like Wandi's queer. She may not be gay, but she's queer. She's got a very you know, flirtatious way around the girls as well.
And how they were talking about, like, having or just collaborating with people to have threesomes, and they're like, no, you should
Listen.
Be able to. You need to be able to do the things.
Right, you need, and they do a lot of that. They do a lot of girl
so
on girl
I'm like,
action.
Okay,
that's quite a
okay.
big category.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, yeah. Yes.
Okay,
so, I guess,
so you know, what are we saying? Smash, mash,
oh,
roast,
fries? Fries, baby. I'm giving this
fries?
Show fries. Fries, fries, fries. I love it, guys.
I would give crispy roast potatoes.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. There's still more that I want to see.
Me too.
I
Me
really
too.
Like
Absolutely.
It. So I'm only
Absolutely.
Giving it roast potatoes because I feel like there's so much more.
To be unpacked.
Like, it's good and it is putting in that work.
Yeah, yeah. It is putting in that
it
work.
It really is putting in
it
that
really
work.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
This party works for me. Okay, since I went on and on about selling sunsets.
Oh,
what
my
is
God.
Your content
so that's
my
your
week?
Content?
That's
100%
your
content?
My content. That's literally, I don't know
okay.
what to do with my life now that it's done.
Yeah.
Like
it's quite something.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you watch an episode a day or something, and you're like, oh,
love
I
that. And
I
it's just
wait.
The best thing
five
to
seasons.
Have.
Seasons.
It's the best thing to it's have. It's just a gift.
Yeah.
Like, oof. Firstly, I want to talk about Beyoncé's image when she released the tour dates.
Woo! What an image.
Oh, my God.
Ha! That was an image.
Wow,
she
like,
ate. That was a good
yeah,
image.
Yeah, that was quite, that was very, very, very distracting.
My question is.
Yes. Where?
And.
Are
I say this.
Africans and queens.
To a lot. Of American artists,
mm-hmm.
when you say world tour,
when you say,
do you only mean North America, Europe, Tokyo,
like
maybe Australia? Because usually that's what you mean. So time will tell. There are many people who are hitching a ride and catching tickets to Europe.
Listen,
to
and this is what people. This is what we love to do,
which would be amazing to
but
do. However, I would like
fact,
to see the Africa dates.
Like
it would be very egregious. For her to be all black as king,
yeah,
and then not
right
tour
and exploit
in
this,
this
is
country.
This has been
so
the this
I
has
would like
been
to see, apparently
this has been the
Africa
critique
and
of
South
her
America
and of that album that she just put up
year,
is that she
so
exploited
well
she used she did
we're
she came
see,
she came
see.
Through and she worked with a lot
we're
of Africans
see.
She worked
yes.
with Abo
so
Abo Moonchild listen
Burnaboy,
listen come on you need to come through
I'm very interested
to see
Africa and South America and India, I guess all the Pavo third world situations are getting the dates at the end of the year. And then we will see. Then we will see. I'm very interested. But I did love the image. I would love, obviously,
Ooh.
To see it live. So we'll see.
I would love a poster of that image. Just
oh,
like,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you know, a
it's
framed
like so
item.
Fucking
it is so fucking powerful.
That's a great photo.
Man, and
Fantastic
she is
photo.
Hot, 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 like dripping. It is amazing. It is an amazing image. But definitely agree with what you're saying. Oh my gosh, like it's time up. And I did, I don't know if you told me that there have been rumors around she may have dates next year. I'm not a huge fan of, I'm not in the Beehive or anything, but I would definitely want to see the show. I think I'm like, you know, I'm interested enough to, you know, that's not even the right way to put my relationship towards it. Like, I respect her. And I would like to see her. And, mm-hmm. you know, we all deserve a free ticket as black people.
No. So I don't want to do that. I love a free ticket.
I'm
a fan of paying for art.
Absolutely.
And I am an even bigger fan for paying for the best performer of our time.
Absolutely, right?
I will pay for that. I will happily give her my money.
I will.
The same way at even at Global Citizen, it was a great time. I'm always happy to pay for content. Mm.
I'd still have a free ticket.
How much is egregious? But
because art should not necessarily have a price tag on it.
It should. The way people consume it, give people absolutely.
I'm not even against paying for it. I guess I would love a free ticket. There is that as well too. I would not say no to a free ticket, but definitely paying for it is what you do if you're doing the right thing.
But the question is how much?
I would
love
a free ticket.
In Europe
ticket.
And the US, people are definitely complaining about how expensive
it is. And there's a whole like registration process even for people in the States. Like it's a whole thing that you have to kind of strategize around. And also if you want to see it in like wherever it is right now, if you're in South Africa, you then have to travel and
that's a
whole
other
thing.
Yeah, but a lot of people are doing
that. Absolutely, I'd love to do that. I'd be down with doing that.
Really
absolutely.
Fun.
Yeah.
If I were to see it, I'd love to see it in New Orleans.
That's the last show, apparently. I'd love to see that.
I'd love to see it.
And when is the last show?
I think it's in the summer, like July or something. July, August.
Wow. So she's starting
so
right
it's like
now.
A summer tour. Yeah, it's happening soon.
But also, Jill Scott is also
I really
going on
see
tour.
That.
Oh, I really do
I wanted
see
to bring
that.
Who is Jill Scott, because she's doing the Who is Jill Scott 20th anniversary.
That's what
I really
saying.
Do want to
see
that.
She's touring around with Who is Jill
but
Scott.
But she has come here a number of times. So
She has.
I'm crossing my fingers
but
again. I've sadly missed
that.
Her twice. I would love
oh
to see her. And that's still one of my
Jill
favorite
Scott.
Albums of all time.
Listen.
Like, I take that shit on an island.
Everything that Jill Scott has made is my favorite, really. Even the album, was it Golden? Is Golden the album or
the
single?
It's the one, no, Golden is on the album, it's the single from
it's
the
single.
Album
yes.
Beautiful Mind, which is a
yes,
kid.
Yes, that
and
one.
It that
wasn't my
too.
Favorite album, but I love it so
I
much.
Love that album.
Oh, it wasn't my favorite of the thingies. I love Who is Jill Scott and obviously her first one, like, but... Even all of her work.
Yeah,
I am a huge Jill Scott fan. Oh my god! Listen, like I would definitely pay and make plans to go and see that. I'd actually love to.
Yeah.
And apparently, what's his name?
I'm still waiting for Sade.
She's got like a fear of flying apparently, so it's not gonna happen. Unless she deals with that, I think we should go find her. A friend of mine was like, "Listen, we need to get this on a docu, and we need to go
find
Sade and actually build a stadium around her and give her all she needs so she can just fucking
stand." I feel like I have to see Sade and Stevie Wonder. I need to see.
Oh,
Stevie
in my life, hey!
Just in my life.
No, that's absolutely gonna happen.
Because even
there's so many I need to see in my life.
Like,
oh my god!
You still got it.
Who Stevie Wonder is at the prime.
Goodness.
Stevie Wonder is at his fucking prime. He started in his prime, and he will never.
They were doing a tribute to Motown. So him and Smokey Robinson like did a thing, and I was like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is still.
Smokey
Robinson.
They're
doing a whole thing to for Barry Gordy. It was cool. It was wonderful. I had a great time.
Wow.
But yeah. Anyway, we're going to ramble about music forever, as we do.
Yeah. So that was probably my content, is that image.
Yeah,
and right. Then, speaking of original shows or productions on Netflix, A Valley of 1,000 Hills is a movie, South African produced. The director the director is somebody who is won an NVFV award, which if you're in a film industry or if you're a writer is like, it's important. It's like how a lot of I guess freelance filmmakers get funding to actually get their things out there, and it's really cool that it's on Netflix. That's like a huge audience, and it's basically a story about, of course, two queer black girls from like, yeah, I think it's set in KZN, but I think it's shot in Joburg. But yeah, no, check that shit out, guys. Like, it's really dope. Also for the queers, just a plug for you guys. Please check that out. Yeah. And that's it. Is that it for you?
That's it. I mean, yeah, I'll talk about my other thing next time. I'm good.
Really? What is your other thing?
No. Next time.
What's your other thing?
Give us a clue.
Oh, yes. Okay, cool. Yes. Okay, cool.
Thank you so much. Alrighty.
Pictures and buttons.